This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Witnesses say that rockets struck a neighborhood near Kabul's International Airport amid the ongoing U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. The rocket struck Monday morning. A gunfire immediately followed the explosions, but it was not immediately clear who was firing. A U.S. drone strike blew up a vehicle carrying multiple suicide bombers from Afghanistan's Islamic State affiliates Sunday before they could attack the ongoing military evacuation at Kabul's International Airport, according to American officials. An Afghan official said three children were killed in that strike. The U.S. is to withdraw from Afghanistan by Tuesday. The United States has the capacity to evacuate the approximately 300 U.S. citizens remaining in Afghanistan who want to leave before U.S. President Joe Biden's Tuesday deadline, according to senior Biden administration officials. As another U.S. drone strike against suspected Islamic State militants underscored the grave threat in the war's final days. The evacuation flow of Americans kept pace even as a new State Department security alert issued hours before the military action instructed people to leave the airport area immediately due to a specific credible threat. France and Britain will submit a resolution to an emergency United Nations meeting due Monday, proposing a safe zone in Kabul to try and protect people trying to leave Afghanistan. That's according to French President Emmanuel Macron. On a visit to Mosul and Iraq, Macron later confirmed the comments and said he was hopeful the resolution would be welcomed favorably. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is convening a meeting on Afghanistan with the UN envoys for Britain, France, the United States, China, and Russia, the Security Council's permanent veto-wielding members. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hurricane Ida blasted ashore Sunday as one of the most powerful storms ever to hit the U.S., knocking out power to all of New Orleans, blowing roofs off buildings, and reversing the flow of the Mississippi River as it rushed from the Louisiana coast into one of the nation's most important industrial corridors. The hurricane was blamed for at least one death, a person found dead following a report of a fallen tree on a home in one area in the Ascension Parish. A person who was not identified was pronounced dead. Power outages in New Orleans heightened the city's vulnerability to flooding and left hundreds of thousands of people without air conditioning and refrigeration in sweltering summer heat. The U.S. Atomic Energy Agency says that North Korea appears to have restarted the operation of its main nuclear reactor used to produce weapons fuel. The annual report by the International Atomic Energy Agency comes as North Korea openly threatens to enlarge its nuclear arsenal amid long-dormant nuclear diplomacy with the United States. The report refers to a 5-megawatt reactor at the North's main nuclear complex. The reactor produces plutonium, one of the two key ingredients to build nuclear weapons, along with highly enriched uranium. Israel's defense minister held talks late Sunday with the Palestinian president in the first high-level meeting between the two sides in years. The meeting between Benny Gantz and Mahmoud Abbas signaled a possible shift of direction after the near-complete breakdown of communication between Abbas and Israeli leaders in recent years under former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu pursued a hard-line policy toward the Palestinians, backed by former U.S. President Donald Trump, who had approved pro-Israeli policies such as moving the U.S. embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to the contested Jerusalem. Abbas halted most contacts with the U.S. and Israel during those years. Netanyahu had repeatedly claimed Abbas was not a reliable partner for negotiating a peace deal, a portrayal dismissed by Netanyahu critics as a pretext for avoiding making concessions. Recapping one of our top stories, again, witnesses say that rockets struck a neighborhood near Kabul's International Airport amid the ongoing U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Apparently, the rocket struck Monday morning with gunfire immediately following the explosions. Still not clear who was firing. A U.S. drone strike did blow up a vehicle carrying multiple suicide bombers from Afghanistan's Islamic State affiliate on Sunday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.